I'm Sister Suman, living here in Gansarovar for the past 31 years. Came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris when I was just 5 years old through my parents, just after my engineering degree in electronics and communication. I dedicated my life to the Brahma Kumaris and started living here in Gansarovar, and for the past 31 years I'm here. So I'm here to welcome you all. You're happy being here? How happy are you? How much? Unlimited. We say behad, unlimited, so there's no count of it, right? So welcome to your home, God's home. And are you feeling at home now? Yes, it's not. You haven't come to an organization. You haven't come to a Brahma Kumaris ashram, but you have come to your home because it's your father's home, and that's why it's your home, right? And many of you must have known about the Brahma Kumaris, and there would be few who have not known about Brahma Kumaris. Of course, they must have heard the name, but not in detail. So I would like to just give you a brief introduction of the Brahma Kumaris here. We, the Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya, is a spiritual organization. And we are here, and we are for the past 88 years. And the main aim of this organization is world transformation through self-transformation. Because as we all know, each drop counts in an ocean. So when I change, then I can inspire many others to change. So self-transformation is the main motive of this spiritual organization. And you're all here for that, isn't it? For self-empowerment. And this all started back in 1936 with Dada Lake Raj, who was a diamond merchant back then, and he was called as the Naukoti Nara and quite rich. And he was in connection with all the royal families of different places in India and Pakistan. He was supplying the jewels and diamonds to all the queens and the princes there. And in spite of being so wealthy, so well off in his family, he was looking for something inside. He was looking for truth. So then he got a few visions about how the whole world is going to transform. Because as we know, the time is cyclic. Everything goes in a cycle. There is a cycle of season, cycle of year, and cycle of birth and death. Everything is a cyclic thing. So this is a whole unlimited cycle of the whole world, where the iron aged world is going to get transformed into the golden age or a perfect time. And the perfect time is being, mentioned in all the scriptures of all religions, whether it's Hindu religion, where they call it as Kriti Yug, where in Muslim religion they call it as Garden of Eden, Allah ka Bagicha, and in Christianity, they call it as Garden of Eden. So in all the religions, there is a mention of this perfect time when the world was perfect. And we all believe that this is an Iron Age world now, Kali Yuga. So after the darkness night, the golden dawn has to come. But how the transformation is going to happen? So then he, step by step, he got a vision of how the whole thing is going to transform. First, he got the vision of destruction of the whole world through three methods, three ways. One is atomic war, to atomic bombs, and the other is civil war, where there will be fights between religions, between the families, and the third is natural calamities. So when this whole transformation is going to happen, only those souls who transform themselves would see the golden dawn. And that's the reason we came up with this top slogan of self-transformation leads to world transformation. So with this motto, we have been helping people to recognize and enhance the spiritual potential through the medium of Raj Yoga meditation. And mainly this organization is being administered by empowered women, because when this organization was established back in 1936, around 350 or 400 brothers and sisters came together and started off this organization. Initially it was called as Om Mandali, because they used to chant the mantra of Om, but gradually Brahma Kumari's name came up. And at that time, the social status of the women were very, they were confined to four walls in a house, and they were not empowered. So then, God Himself, He had that understanding that when we empower women, we can empower the society. So Prajapita Brahma Baba, Dada Lekhraj was later on known as Prajapita Brahma. We lovefully call him as Brahma Baba, the picture that we see in all the halls. We call him as Brahma Baba. So then the women were kept ahead to administer the whole organization, and Brahma Baba also surrendered his whole wealth, creating a trust, and he surrendered everything to this organization of Brahma Kumaris. And we offer a very simple and practical way to apply spirituality in daily life. When we speak of spirituality is not very complicated, and you don't have to get frightened about the word spirituality, because spirituality simply means to understand one's own spirit, to go within and understand one's own self. When I understand my own self, then I'm able to manage myself in an efficient way, and then I'm able to transform my sanskars and karmas. The main thing that we teach here in Brahma Kumaris is Raj Yoga meditation. Raj Yoga meditation is a very profound, very powerful method of self-transformation, how we can connect the self with the Supreme Being, with the source of all powers and virtues. Raja means the master, the king, being the master of one's own self. Yoga is a connection, is a union, is a communication with that powerhouse. So when I, the soul, communicate with the powerhouse, I can become Raja. I can become the master of my own senses, which is the most difficult task in this world, right? To control others is much more easier than to control my eyes, my ears, my tongue. It's so much difficult. But through this meditation, we guarantee that we can control our own self. And this is a very powerful method. And from 1936 to 1950, this whole group of 350 brothers and sisters, majority they were sisters, they meditated, they did tapasya there in Sindh, Hyderabad and Karachi, where now it is in Pakistan. And the foundation was laid. Pioneering vision and sacrifice to transform the whole world happened in these beautiful 14 years. Because, you know, whenever there is a revolution happening, whenever there is a new thought coming into the society, there's always a revolt. There is always a group of people who are creating problem and are against it. So this also happened with the Brahma Kumaris. There were a group of people who were against because we emphasized on purity of life. So that's the reason there was a lot of people were against it. But then later on, gradually, that was overcome because they started to understand how pure and sattvic way of living they are teaching here. So after partition in 1947 until 1950, they stayed in Karachi, and in 1950 the whole 350 people came to Mount Abu. The whole organization was shifted from Karachi to Mount Abu. So from then onwards, Mount Abu became the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. And after that, from 1950 onwards, these sisters who did intense tapasya for 14 full years, they accumulated in them so much of energy and so much of power of the soul and the supreme soul that they started to serve the society. They started to go out and reach out to the people and share this knowledge to the people in different places within India. And this was started, this sowing of the seed of world service started in 1950s. And then gradually different centers started to open in India. And around 1960, there were around 200 meditation centers in India, in Delhi, Kanpur, Lucknow, in South India. These dadis, we call them dadis, who are the initial brothers and sisters, especially sisters, we call them dadis, because in Sindhi, elder sister is known as dadi, elder brother is dada. So these dadis were so innocent, and they didn't know the Kali Yugi world, but they had that power in the soul, in spite of not knowing the language, in spite of not knowing the lifestyle of the world out there. So they just had that courage because they had that deep faith that God is with them, and they went out to serve the people. I remember Ridya Pushpa Dadi, who came all the way from Mount Abu to Bangalore with just 5 rupees in her hands, without knowing the language, without knowing the people. She traveled alone, and those days, traveling by train took 3 or 4 days from Mount Abu to Bangalore. So with that courage, they started to establish the center and give the knowledge to different people around in India. And then from 1970 onwards, we started to reach out outside India. And at first in 1971, center in London started. And then in New York and in Australia in 1975, and then in New York in 1970. Because people who were there and they knew about Brahma Kumaris, they invited the sisters and they helped to open the centers in their places. So over 1,000 Raj Yoga practitioners outside India were there in the decade of 1970. And then later on, we started to serve other organizations as well. And there was a beautiful project called as a Million Minutes of Peace, launched in 1986 by United Nations Organizations. That particular project was about giving the message that each one of us, if we experience silence for 1 minute a day, we can definitely establish peace on earth. With this project, we approached many, many people and we collected millions and millions of minutes who pledged themselves to spend at least 1 minute a day in silence so that we can establish peace on earth. So for that, the chief of Brahma Kumaris, Dadi Prakash Mani, was honored, was awarded International Peace Messenger Award by the Secretary General of United Nations in 1987. And also Brahma Kumaris are affiliated with the United Nations, UNICEF, UCOSOC, and other organizations as well as non-governmental organization. Here, Brahma Kumaris are working on a very basic level in each and every village in India and also on a global level with the UN. So we are covering actually all the areas of the society. And there is one more sister concerned organization of Brahma Kumaris, which is called as the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, through which we have 20 wings, professional wings. One of that is IT wing, media wing, education wing, administrators wing, cultural wing, youth wing, women wing. So we have 20 wings to cater to different levels of the society. So through that, we also have agriculture and rural development wing. So we are covering almost all the areas of the society through these types of services. And 90s was the decade of Diamond Jubilee, where the mass service happened. And that was the decade when Gyan Sarovar was established. In 1992, the whole land was bought, and in 1995, Gyan Sarovar was inaugurated. In the span of just 2.5 years, the whole Gyan Sarovar was constructed, and in 1995, this Gyan Sarovar was inaugurated, and 1998, Shantivan was inaugurated, because when people start to come, even this Gyan Sarovar became very small. When you get time, I think maybe on Sunday or Monday, you will be visiting Pandav Bhavan, which is our original place where Brahma Baba and all the Dadis stayed and did tapasya there. You will be visiting. That is our original place. But then, because many people started to come, that place went short, became very small. So that's the reason this campus was bought, and then this campus also became small. Then when you go down the hill, you'll be seeing more than 100 acres of land there, or where our organization is there, and that campus is called as Shantivan. So there, maybe 20,000 people can sit in that Diamond Hall. So mass programs and mass services started to happen in this decade, 1990. Self-transformation initiatives in India and abroad took intense speed. And then in 2000, a decade of mass awakening, lakhs of people started to get this message through the media, and also we started to organize mega programs in different cities where a crowd of 1 lakh, 1.5 lakh, 80,000, so they gathered together and they meditated and conducted rallies and self-empowerment programs, youth empowerment and de-addiction programs. And that was the time when we started with our channel, Peace of Mind, and also Awakening Channel later on started. So through the media, programs and services started to happen in that decade. And decade of transformation was 2010, where revelation, a glorious future for India and the world, started to happen, because this is our aim. Self-transformation brings world transformation, and the perfect time of golden era is going to come, where each human being will be so happy and even the nature will be so peaceful and so clean and clear. So building a glorious future based on purity of character, wisdom and harmony. This is our aim. And 88 years of selfless service, and it continues. And over the in different countries, we have these retreat centers, just like in Gansarovar, we have such retreat centers in different cities in India and abroad. We have ORC in Delhi, we have Oxford Retreat Center in UK, of course Gansarovar in Kenya, we have Global Museum, we have Anubhuti Center in San Francisco, Shanti Sarovar in Hyderabad, Peace Village in USA, New York, near New York, Casa Sangam in Italy, Blue Mountains in Australia, and many more retreat centers we have, where people go there and have retreats and conferences there and have their spiritual refreshments there. And a peaceful revolution is underway, each one transforming to inspire the next. At present, Brahma Kumaris are in 110 countries. We have registered centers in 110 countries and 8,500 meditation centers, and more than 1 million people are practicing Raj Yoga meditation. So this is a one global family, a true Vasudeva Kutumbakam. But Mount Abu is the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. So be the change that you want to see in the world. So let's be that change, not blaming others, but we being the change ourselves, so that we inspire not one person, but many more, so that we make this world a beautiful place to live in. Thank you. Now, I would like to invite our dignitaries on dais. Most respected Sudesh Didi, who is the Senior Director of Gansarovar and also the Joint Chief of Brahma Kumaris. I invite Sudesh Didi to take a place on the dais. Most respected Karuna Bhaiji, who is our Multimedia Chief. Asha Didi, who is the chairperson of IT Wing. Dr. Vibha Dhawan, our most respected guest today. And Ishwin Bhai, please take your seat on the dais. Here we start all the sessions with a minute of silence, and also start the sessions with saying Om Shanti, right? You will get to hear this word Om Shanti often for the next 2-3 days while you are here. Om Shanti simply means that I am a peaceful soul. Okay, so now we will stabilize ourselves in that consciousness of being a peaceful soul for a minute, and then we will start this program.
Ishwar se jo preet lagaye ban jaye wo gunwaan. से जो प्रीत लगाए बन जाए वो गुणवान. ऊंच विचार शुभ कर्मों से, ऊंच विचार शुभ कर्मों से, जग में बनता सबसे महान, जग में बनता सबसे महान, ईश्वर से जो प्रीत लगाए बन जाए वो गुणवान, बन जाए वो गुणवान।
I would like to invite our sisters to welcome the dignitaries on dais with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. These flowers are from Gyan Sarovar only. I would like to invite the dignitaries on dais to light the lamps and officially inaugurate this retreat. In the Indian culture, we light lamps, right? This is the sign. This is just it signifies to the light of knowledge, light of wisdom, which gives clarity to the mind and intellect. Sudesh Didi, Asha Didi, Karuna Bhaiji. It is said, Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityoma Amritangamaya. O God, take me from falsehood to the truth, from darkness to light, from mortality to immortality. Right?
शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में। शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, परिवर्तन की है ये बेला, ये जग बदलने वाला राजयोग का मार्ग यही है।
Now I would like to invite most respected Sudesh Didi to give her blessings. Sudesh Didi is a spiritual leader, teacher and yogi who has profoundly touched countless lives the world over for more than 65 years. She is the joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris. She is also the European director of Brahma Kumaris and the senior director of Gyan Sarovar Academy for a Better World, and also the director of Brahma Kumaris in Germany and the director of Semmerhaus Moringen Retreat Center in Germany. With the unique ability of crossing cultural differences, serving as a bridge between East and West, Sudesh Didi is an outstanding lecturer, teacher, and broadcaster on human development, meditation, and the creative abilities of the mind. She is renowned for the depth and breadth of her insights, as well as ability to forge a heartfelt connection with each listener. She has traveled in almost 100 countries, addressing and also hosting national and international conferences and coordinating workshops and seminars. Her knowledge and understanding of the meaning behind the most ancient Indian scriptures is profound. Her knowledge of many religions, scriptures, stories, and ways of life enable her to communicate easily with people from all faiths. In her words, to live a spiritual life is a life of natural life. For despite our physical nature and circumstances, we are all actually at our core spiritual being. Most respected Sudesh Didi ji.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Once again, Om Shanti. Dear divine brothers and sisters seated on the stage, and my real brothers and sisters, divine and real, divinity and reality, it's one thing actually, spirituality, reality and divinity. Brothers and sisters in front of me, in hall, I'm glad to hear, know. I know that you are also here for IT conference, and I have also come with the consciousness to be part of the IT conference. Though I do not know much information of technology, but I know inner technology. Be the change, you heard the last sentence that Suman Ben spoke. And I thought really, truly, transformation has taken place so much with this technology now. And the more and more technology is increasing, of course, communication, comfort, and achievement, what we want to achieve on this planet, we are reaching more and more. Certain things are actually emerging, being created with bright brain, powerful understanding, intelligence, which really creates wonder. At the same time, we are also wondering that whether real change takes place through this, or another aspect is also important apart from external, internal change. How the inner technology works. This is also a machinery and technique things that we are using every day. But at the same time, the thought is the main power seed which we plant, we water again and again, and of course with other support of other things. The seed will not express itself sitting in a bag, no matter how potential the seed has, so much potential the seed has. But It needs also the support of the earth, water, sunshine, weather, environment. All are actually connected. Everything is natural technology and also technology that we are using and developing. In the same way, the living seed, which has the power to think, power to understand, power to experience and express, and as it being the living energy, it has unlimited potential. In one day, you can see how many thoughts we create. Perhaps if you count, would be unlimited, I would say. Even we can give a number of these many thoughts in a day one can create. But according to the state of mind, fast thoughts, slow thoughts, positive thoughts, negative thoughts, right thought, wrong thought, high vibrating thought, low vibrating thoughts. It's a natural energy that, but what it is we want? To understand the importance of the thought or create the positive, powerful thought which automatically then becomes expression. Real interest of our own life and also benevolence for others. So these two energy work together. This technology as well as the inner thoughts, feelings, emotions, understanding and creativity in this world, which certainly gives happiness to others, comfort to others, and also bring so close to each other, but at the same time, sometimes inner close come, we come close to each other, and suddenly something erupts, and we are apart from each other. But this technology, spiritual technology, when we learn how to make our mind peaceful, and we really understand that which part, what we need, that we become real, a soul who always have positive energy, clean energy, pure energy, powerful energy to bring inner strength, inner power. And for that, the second part or the organ of this inner power soul is the intellect. That also needs the clarity. So where there is clarity, or first where there is knowledge, because intellect is that wants to understand and really understands when it is conscious, the soul is conscious of itself. Then intelligence, divine intellect, and understanding are become very clear. So knowledge, you have come to Gyan Sarovar, lake of knowledge. But in fact, each individual is also lake of knowledge, or I would say river of knowledge, or ocean of knowledge as well, because unlimited things we see, we think about it. And so knowledge is the main aspect, to know myself. And it is only to know, but of course it's information. Only to know is information. And information, when we understand this knowledge, through information, we understand what we are to do. And when understanding is there, there's clarity. And when there's clarity, there's naturally everything is very easy, no complicated at all. So to knowledge, this knowledge makes us understand that all the complicated things have to make is easy. And whatever it's easy, of course, it's joy in it. It's happiness for inner the self and also happiness to others. There is satisfaction, and through that is natural peace. And where there's peace, there is power to understand more, to give more, to share, because it doesn't cost anything. This technology is so wonderful that we get a natural gift, eternal gift. Of course, the matter as well, wonderful energy, which body is composed of, and how these inner organs work, how this whatever we create outside this work, and who is working and expressing through this, and how to make it always benevolent so that everyone feels that yes, now there's no fear, there's no interference, there are no fear under confusion, and that life means a happy satisfaction in life, and actions become automatically activated, elevated, and then there is really we want a world of perfection, sampan, sampoorn, and so means the actions that are free from defects. We don't have to mend this, repair other, this kind of technology. It's free from a defect and also so powerful, free from the effect of the defects of others. So that world is then a perfect world of purity, peace, happiness, love, and harmony. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sudesh Didi. You said that spirituality is all about making life easy, right? And that's why it is called as easy Raj Yoga. So it's not a difficult thing, but very easy to understand the self and to connect with the Supreme so that we are empowered with all the virtues and powers. Now I would like to invite Karuna Bhaiji to give greetings and good wishes. Karuna Bhaiji is a perfect representation of his name, an image of compassion. A yogi for over 55 years, he met the founder of Brahma Kumaris when he was working in HMT Bangalore. Drawn towards spirituality in that young age, he then dedicated his life for this elevated cause. He is a linguist in 13 Indian languages and in English. He has been instrumental in developing full-fledged audio, video, computer, communication and media departments in the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris, and he has been able to introduce a vast range of technical equipments and latest technology, not only in the various campuses of Brahma Kumaris headquarters, but also in many of its branches around India and overseas too. Karuna Bhaiji is the chief of multimedia of Brahma Kumaris, spokesman of BK Media, director of public relations communications, board member and manager of RERF, vice chairman of Media Wing, Brahma Kumaris India coordinator of global IT and video, and also the publisher of Om Shanti Media, a fortnightly newspaper. His life is an epitome of dedication, selflessness, and commitment towards self and world transformation. Most respected Karuna Bhaiji.
Om Shanti. I prefer if I can speak in Hindi. Is it okay? Hindi जानने वाले हाथ उठाए. Thank you.
Those who don't understand Hindi, please raise your hands. There are just a few people. Can the person sitting beside can translate, please? Thank you. Only there are a few. Golabha, you don't need translation. You can understand Hindi.
मैं इसलिए आपसे निवेदन किया, जहां भी मैं भारत में जाता हूं, जब वहां की भाषा में हम बोलते हैं तो ऐसा लगता था कि जैसे हम एक परिवार के हैं. आप जानते हैं साउथ में हमारे चार लैंग्वेजेस है मेनली, पर वो एक दो को वो नहीं मालूम होता है, परंतु उनकी भाषा में जब वहां बोलते हैं तो वो इतना खुश होते हैं जैसे अपना परिवार के हैं. और दिल की बात बोलने में भी कभी कभी अपनी भाषा उसका अलग ही होता है. इट इज 1960 में मैं जब हिंदुस्तान मशीन टूल्स में ऐसे डिजाइन इंजीनियर काम करता था, तो तब मैं संस्था के संपर्क में आया. जैसे बताया गया तो हृदय पुष्पा जी तो बेंगलोर में आए थे और मैं पहली बार उनसे मिला, तो मुझे उनको देखने से ऐसा अनुभव हुआ कि वैसे साधु संतों से मिलने का तो बचपन से था संस्कार, परंतु जब दादी से मिला तो उनके अंदर जो एक खुशी और एक स्पिरिचुअल फीलिंग जो मुझे हुआ, तो मैंने उनसे यही कहा कि भाई मुझे सीखना हो तो क्या करेंगे. आई वॉज जस्ट 20 एट दैट टाइम. तो उन्होंने कहा आपको तो सुबह सुबह 5:30 बजे आना होगा. तो उन्होंने सोचा ये इतना यंग जो ये कहां से आएगा सुबह, परंतु मैं 5:30 से 5 मिनट पहले ही पहुंच गया था. तो उन्होंने जब मुझे सिखाया, 5 बातें मुझे सिखाया. पहली बात उन्होंने पूछा आप कौन है, तो मैं बड़े खुशी से बताया मैं इंजीनियर हूं, मैं यहां काम करता हूं, मैं अपना बड़ी बड़ी परिचय. तो उन्होंने कहा नहीं नहीं वो नहीं है आप. आई वॉज शॉक्ड. तो हम तो अपना परिचय इतना बड़ा सुंदर है, विजिटिंग कार्ड सबको देते हैं कि भाई, तो इन्होंने सीधा ही कहा कि आप वो नहीं हो. तो मैंने सोचा स्पिरिचुअल है, इतना एडवांस्ड है, तो सी मस्ट बी नोइंग अबाउट मी मे बी वॉट एवर. तो देन ही सी एक्सप्लेन टू मी, उन्होंने मुझे बताया कि आप में जो शक्ति है, जो आप बोल रहे हैं, सुन रहे हैं, देख रहे हैं, तो आप देखते हैं कि जब बॉडी जिसको हम डेड कहते हैं, तो उनके पास भी वही चीज होता है और वो दूसरों को डाल देंगे तो वो काम भी करता है. तो इसीलिए आप खुद भी बोलते हैं कि भाई आप ये मेरा हाथ है. हाथ तो आप नहीं बोलते हैं, कोई भी ऑर्गन को आप बोलते हैं ये मेरा आंख है, मेरा कान है. तो आप कौन है आखिर? तो दैट इज वेयर ए क्यूरियोसिटी, बिकॉज हमारा एजुकेशन जो आजकल मिलता है उसमें ये बात तो कभी किसी ने सिखाया ही नहीं है. जो थोड़ा कुछ जो संस्कार हमारे फैमिली में जो है, पेरेंट्स में है, तो वो पूजा पाठ करने का, मंत्र जापने का, भजन गाने का यहां तक ही सीमित था. बाकी एजुकेशन के रूप से इन बातों को सिखाए तो दैट वॉज द फर्स्ट टाइम. हालांकि मैं भगवद गीता आदि जो भी संत हमको सुनाते थे वहां जरूर मैं जाता था देखता था. तो यहां इन्होंने जब आत्मा के बारे में आप ये नहीं हो और कहकर के मुझे आप ये है एक चेतन स्वरूप ज्योति आत्मा है, तो आत्मा का लेसन पहला लेसन उन्होंने बताया और मुझे प्रैक्टिस करने लिए कहा कि आप 24 घंटा तो अपने आप को स्मरण करें कि जैसे बच्चा नहीं जानता कि माँ कौन है बाप कौन है, पर उनको बताया जाता है ये पापा है ये पापा है, तो मम्मी पापा का भी हमको पहले बताया जाता है फिर हम याद करते हैं तो फिर वो याद रह जाता है. पूरी जिंदगी मम्मी पापा कौन है हम जानते हैं. तो इसी प्रिंसिपल से उन्होंने कहा जब आप आत्मा है तो कम से कम एक दिन तो आप ऑनेस्टली अपने आप को याद कीजिए कि भाई मैं शरीर नहीं हूं, मैं ज्योति स्वरूप आत्मा हूं. तो इसका अभ्यास कराया. तो सेकेंड लेसन उन्होंने पूछा आपको कितने पिताजी है. मैंने कहा व्हाट आर माई हियरिंग, सबको एक ही बाप होते हैं. तो उन्होंने कहा कि कल आपको ये लेसन बताया था हमने कि एक तो आपके शरीर के पिताजी है जिनको आप जानते हो, तो कल आपको हमने जो सिखाया था कि भाई आप शरीर नहीं हो तो फिर कौन है, आत्मा है, तो क्या आत्मा का भी पिता कोई है, तो जिनको आप पूजा करते हो भजन करते हो याद करते हो और भगवान से जब भी कभी भी कुछ भी होता है तो भगवान से ही तो प्रार्थना करते हो आप. तो मुझे जो मंत्र याद आया त्वमेव माताश्च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बंधुश्च सखा त्वमेव, तो सब कुछ तुम ही हो ईश्वर को हम कहते थे, परंतु ईश्वर कौन है उसके बारे में हमको ना कोई किसी ने सिखाया ना हमको उसका पता था. परंतु नेक्स्ट डे इन्होंने बिल्कुल स्पष्ट रूप से नाम रूप सब कुछ गुण कर्तव्य सब कुछ उन्होंने समझाया कि आत्मा ज्योति है तो परमपिता परमात्मा भी ज्योति स्वरूप है, जिसको परम आत्मा कहते हैं क्योंकि वो हमारे जैसे शरीर लेता नहीं और मरता नहीं, इतना तो हम लोगों ने सभी शास्त्रों में सुना था. तो सेकंड लेसन हमको उन्होंने पक्का बताया. तो फिर उसके लिए भी इन्होंने कहा आज से ट्राई करके देखो, जैसे बच्चा सब कुछ बाप से लेने के लिए करता है तो ईश्वर को आप मानते भी है और मांगते भी है, तो आज आप अपने आप को, कोई मिनिस्टर का बच्चा मैं मिनिस्टर का बच्चा कहता हूं दूसरा सब भूल जाते हैं, तो इसी प्रकार आज से आप अपने आप को परमात्मा का संतान हूं मैं. तो मुझे बहुत ही खुशी हुई कि अच्छा मैं परमात्मा का संतान हूं. तो थर्ड डे में आया तो मुझे इन्होंने बताया कि कल तो आपने ये समझ गए कि आत्मा परमात्मा के संतान हूं, तो इस दुनिया में क्या कर रहे हैं, यहां क्या कर रहे हैं, हम परमात्मा को याद करते हैं प्रेयर करते हैं पर रहते तो हम ही है सब आत्माएं ही है, तो ये क्या है. तो फिर इन्होंने इसका भी नॉलेज दिया जो हम कभी नहीं जानते थे कि पांच तत्व है, पंच तत्व से बना हुआ ये सृष्टि है. तो हम सब बैठे हैं देख रहे हैं, इट इज रियल है, हम सब बोल रहे हैं सुन रहे हैं, परंतु इस प्रकृति के कारण है. तो इस शरीर में भी आप देखिए प्रकृति का पांचों तत्व है, तो इस पांचों तत्वों से बनाया हुआ ये सृष्टि इसमें हम सब खेल रहे हैं. इसी सृष्टि का आनंद, मैं जर्मन और फ्रेंच इंजीनियर्स के साथ काम करता था HMT में, मैं भी सोचता था आगे जाके मैं भी बहुत बड़ा इंजीनियर बन के, परंतु जब ये समझ में आया कि ये सृष्टि क्या है यहां हम सब कैसे रहते हैं, तो आज ये सृष्टि ऐसा कैसा हो गया है, जब बारिश नहीं है, बारिश आ जाती है, कभी भी कुछ भी हो जाता है, भूकंप हो जाता है, आज सारे विश्व में जो देख रहे हम, इतना खराब हो चुका है ये सृष्टि, तो ये सब कैसे हुआ? ईश्वर की रचना जैसे हम सब देखिए कैसे है, तो ये प्रकृति ऐसा कैसा हुआ? तो ये मुझे इन्होंने फोर्थ लेसन बताया कि ये किसी ने खराब नहीं किया है, ये केवल हम ही इसको खराब किए हैं। जैसे इस सृष्टि में एंजॉय भी कर रहे हैं, तो वैसे इस प्रकृति को भी, जो भी आज आप देख रहे हैं, इसका और कोई नहीं है, हम ही रेस्पॉन्सिबल है। तो इन्होंने इसको सिद्ध करके हमको बताया कि, तो फिर मैंने उनसे पूछा, ठीक है ये चार बात तो मैंने मान लिया आपका, तो अब ये ठीक कैसे होगा? हम सबको सुखी बनाना चाहते हैं, तो ये सृष्टि फिर से परिवर्तन कैसे होगा? तो उन्होंने कहा, इसीलिए तो आप हमारे पास आए हैं, क्योंकि दादी जी को मैंने देखा, वो बहुत खुश थे, बहुत खुश थे। तो कोई बैंक अकाउंट से, डॉलर से या इससे नहीं था, तो सेल्फ में इतनी खुशी थी उन्होंने। जो भी भाई बहनों को आप यहां भी देखेंगे, दे आर ऑल सो हैप्पी, क्या कारण है? तो उन्होंने कहा, बस एक ही भूल किया था हमने, जो हमारा जो असली पिता जो परमात्मा है, उसको हम सब भूल के बाकी सब कुछ इस प्रकृति में हम समझते थे कि यही हमारा सुख है, यही हमारा सब कुछ है। तो इन्होंने कहा कि भाई इसको अभी कैसे ठीक करें, तो वो सीक्रेट इन्होंने हमको बताया कि कैसे बन सकते हैं। तो मैं इसीलिए इसको सीक्रेट बता रहा हूं कि आपने भी सभी हमारे जैसे ही सब इस दुनिया में जो भी सुख है, आनंद है, तो वो आप प्राप्त कर रहे हैं। परंतु आज एक ये ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय जो 350 या 400 लोगों से शुरू हुआ, जो आज 100 देश तक पहुंच गया है, मिलियंस आर नाउ ग्रोइंग दिस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, एक वर्ल्ड ऑर्गेनाइजेशन हुआ है, तो सीक्रेट क्या है? दे आर हैप्पी एंड एवरीबडी वेर एवर दे गो इट इज स्प्रेडिंग। तो उन्होंने यही बताया कि हम ईश्वर से संबंध रखे हैं। हमारा बाप जो है परमपिता परमात्मा है, जिनका सभी धर्म वाले उसी को मानते हैं और उसी की महिमा करते हैं। तो जो कुछ प्राप्ति लेना है तो उनसे हम ले सकते हैं, तो उसी से ही ये सृष्टि का परिवर्तन हो जाएगा। तो मैंने तब से शुरू किया, और उसमें विशेष आप यहां देखेंगे जिसको हम राजयोग कहते हैं, मेडिटेशन कहते हैं, या परमात्मा के साथ हमारा रिलेशनशिप। नहीं तो योग तो आप जानते हैं, बहुत प्रकार के योग है, परंतु यहां आपको जिसको हम मानसिक योग या पावर ऑफ साइलेंस कहते हैं, जो उसका एक ट्रायल और पहला एक्सपीरियंस आप यहां से करके जाएंगे। जैसे आप यहां कॉम्प्लेक्स में अंदर आए, तो यू मस्ट हैव फेल्ट पीस। पहला आप सबको यहां कितनी शांति है उसका अनुभव जरूर हुआ होगा। तो जिसको अनुभव हुआ वो हाथ उठाए, देखिए। तो ब्रह्मा कुमारी इसका हाईएस्ट सीक्रेट यही है कि आप ये मेडिटेशन को थोड़ा सा, ये 2-3 दिन में, और तो सब सेशंस ये वगैरह सब चलता रहेगा, परंतु सुबह सुबह हम लोग 4 बजे उठ के इसी हॉल में हम लोग सब मेडिटेशन करते हैं। एक मेडिटेशन हॉल भी अलग भी है यहाँ, तो जहां भी कहेंगे तो वहां आप मेडिटेशन सेशन जरूर करें, और जो प्राप्ति आज हम सब ने पाए हैं तो आप भी जरूर पाएंगे, ऐसी आशा करते हुए मैं आप सबको वेलकम यू हार्टली। थैंक यू। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू वेरी मच करुणा भाई, आपने बहुत सुंदर शब्दों में अपना अनुभव हम सभी के समक्ष रखा। अभी मैं आमंत्रित करना चाहूंगी यशवंत भाई, जो आईटी विंग के हेडक्वार्टर्स कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं, Ashwin Bhai, IT Wing headquarters coordinator, and also he is dedicated in this organization for the past 40 years for the service of humanity and has been a volunteer of the Brahma Kumaris in headquarters. He is the founder and president of Federation of Community Radio Stations, FCRS, and founding member of Radio Madhuban Community Radio Station. He played key role in establishing 7 community radio stations across India. He is also the coordinator of CSR initiatives of Brahma Kumaris, an embodiment of hard work, humility, and innovation. Most respected Ashwin Bhai.
Om Shanti. Shiv Baba Paramatma, Adarniya Karuna Bhai Ji, Chief of Multimedia, Sudesh Didi Ji, Asha Behen Ji, Chairperson IT Wing, and our IT team, who is this program conducting, has initiated it, and our whole IT team, which is working, and you. जो आए हैं गेस्ट, सबका स्वागत है. आईटी विंग का जो जर्नी मैं जस्ट शॉर्ट में आप लोगों को बताऊं, तो इसमें हमारे करुणा भाई जी स्टार्टिंग से इन्वॉल्व हैं. भाई जी ने 82 में लगभग लंदन में कंप्यूटर का वो एग्जीबिशन का देखा, कंप्यूटर का थोड़ा स्टडी किया, तो उस समय तो जस्ट एक कीबोर्ड जैसा था. फिर हम लोगों ने 88 में एक पहला कंप्यूटर करुणा भाई के रूम में ही लगा हुआ था, तो हम उसको ऑपरेट करते थे. एक फ्लॉपी डिस्क था बड़ी सी, तो वो एक कंप्यूटर, एक पहला फर्स्ट कंप्यूटर आया था ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में. फिर हम लोगों ने आईटी टीम स्टार्ट किया, जिसमें कम्युनिकेशन भी था, जो ग्लोबल आईटी टीम के अंडर में हम लोग काम करते थे. तो ग्लोबल आईटी टीम में लगभग मेन मेन कंट्रीज से लोग जुड़े हुए थे, इंजीनियर्स. तो ग्लोबल आईटी टीम का हेडक्वार्टर भी लंदन में है. फिर ग्लोबल आईटी टीम ने इंडिया आईटी टीम को मोटिवेट किया, तो हम लोग इंडिया आईटी टीम में शामिल हुए. फिर बाद में 2015 में आईटी विंग बनाया. जैसे सुमन बहन ने बताया कि आईटी विंग जो है, जैसे 19 विंग है, ऐसी है 20th विंग है, जो लास्ट विंग हमारी ब्रह्मा कुमारी इसका जो राजयोगा एजुकेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडेशन की है. तो ये आईटी विंग जो है, ये लास्ट फास्ट विंग है. आप भी जानते हैं, आप आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स हैं, कि आईटी अभी सब चीज का बैकबोन बन गया है. आप कोई भी चीज में जाओ तो उसके पीछे बैकएंड में आईटी काम करता है. जैसे कोविड भी हुआ, तो उसमें भी पूरा वर्ल्ड को आईटी ने ही संभाला. तो रिमोटली जूम से या वर्क फ्रॉम होम से सारा कारोबार चलता रहा. तो आईटी एक मल्टीमीडिया के लिए भी बैकबोन है, जो एक पावर है. जैसे रोटी, कपड़ा, मकान, फिर एक चौथा जो है डेटा. तो जैसे ये तीन चीजें इम्पोर्टेंट है अभी आज के डेट में भी. आप कहीं भी जाते हैं तो कहीं ना कहीं डेटा या वाईफाई मांगते हैं, क्योंकि हर चीज अभी आईटी पे डिपेंडेंट है. तो ये कॉन्फ्रेंस आप लोगों को अटेंड करने के लिए हमारे सुदेश दीदी जी ने जो बताया कि हम आईटी हम इसको यूज करें अच्छी चीज के लिए, तो उसके लिए हम लोग उसको इनर पावर, जैसे इंटरनल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन बोला है, जैसे इनर टेक्नोलॉजी दीदी ने कहा, और करुणा बहन ने जो बताया 5 चीजों को याद रखना है. तो वो जो सब चीजें है, वो इस कॉन्फ्रेंस का मेन हेड है. और इसके ऊपर आशा दीदी जी और भी आप लोगों को ग्लोरीफाई करेंगे कि हम लोग आईटी को कैसे यूज करें. तो आईटी का जैसे मिसयूज होता है, आप सब जानते हैं, साइबर क्राइम, साइबर फ्रॉड, सिक्योरिटी. तो इसको भी हम लोग केयरफुल रहे कि हम आईटी को अच्छी चीज के लिए यूज करें, स्वर्गयोग लाने में, स्वर्ग बनाने में यूज करें। जैसे सतयुग में आपने सुना है पुष्पक विमान, जो थॉट से चलता है, जो अपने थॉट पावर से चलेगा, तो ऐसी ऐसी चीजें हम लोगों को सतयुग के लिए लेके आनी है। तो ये जो आईटी का हमारा जो 2015 से हम लोगों ने शुरू किया, लगभग ऑनलाइन प्रोग्राम सिर्फ दिल्ली से हम लोगों ने जो कोऑर्डिनेट किया तो 1300 ऑनलाइन प्रोग्राम हुए और 130 कंपनीज में काम किया, जैसे सैमसंग, गूगल, मैंने अच्छी टॉप लेवल की कंपनीज से उनके वहाँ कंटिन्यू प्रोग्राम चलते रहे। तो आप भी ऐसे प्रोग्राम आपके कंपनीज में आप लोग कर सकते हैं। तो उसमें अलग अलग टॉपिक्स है, जैसे ये स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन आईटी है, तो अभी नया एक निकाला है डिजिटल वेलनेस, जो आशा दीदी आपको बताएंगे, तो डिजिटल वेलनेस का भी टॉपिक है। फिर इनर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन है, ऐसे हम अलग अलग टॉपिक्स पे हम आप लोगों को सर्व कर सकते हैं, सर्व आईटी इंडस्ट्रीज। और यहाँ हम लोगों की जो टीम है जो आईटी प्रोफेशनल की सर्व करती है, और हमारे जो ब्रह्म कुमारीज के जो प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं, जो हमारे डिपार्टमेंट्स हैं, उसको भी हम लोगों की टीम दिन रात मेहनत करके करते हैं। जैसे यहाँ का नेटवर्किंग है, जो हमारे 3 कैंपस हैं ऊपर नीचे, फिर पूरा वर्ल्ड का हमारा जो नेटवर्क है, ईमेलिंग वगैरह है, ऐसे अलग अलग प्रोजेक्ट्स हम लोग करते हैं। जैसे अकाउंट का सॉफ्टवेयर है, तो जैसे आप जानते हैं SAP जो है वो बहुत कॉस्टली है, फिर उसके बाद टैली, और ये सभी की जो कोटेशन लिया तो काफ़ी करोड़ों में था। तो हमारी आईटी टीम यहाँ जो ये आप लोगों की सर्व कर रही है अभी, तो आईटी टीम ने अपने आप उसको बनाया, तो हमारा जो संस्था का एक इकोनॉमिकली पार्ट हो जाता है। ऐसे एकोमोडेशन भी है, उसमें आप लोग आए तो फटाफट सबको एकोमोडेशन से रूम मिली, सॉफ्टवेयर से हम लोग जैसे उसको कोऑर्डिनेट करते हैं। जैसे शांतिवन में हर ग्रुप में 15,000 लोग आते हैं, 20,000 लोग, तो उनको एकदम शांति से पीसफुली सबको एकोमोडेशन मिल जाता है। हर 15 दिन में 10,000 to 15,000 लोगों को हैंडल करते हैं। फिर ऐसे एप्लीकेशंस है, मोबाइल ऐप्स है, फिर सबसे बड़ा है अभी आप जानते हैं सोशल मीडिया, तो सोशल मीडिया में भी हमारी एक टीम काम कर रही है। फिर हमारी brahmakumaris.com वेबसाइट है, आप सब विजिट करेंगे तो, पहले हमारी 20,000 विजिटर्स थे पर मंथ, अभी 5.5 लाख विजिटर्स अभी उस .com में करते हैं। तो ऐसे हम लोग सोशल मीडिया को भी काफ़ी अच्छा यूज़ करेंगे तो काफ़ी इसका ग्लोरीफाई होगा। तो ऐसे ही हमारी जो डिपार्टमेंट्स हैं उनको भी पूरे सर्व करते हैं। और आईटी के आप जो आए हैं, आप सबका स्वागत है, और आप इतना टाइम निकाल के आए तो आप इसका पूरा बेनिफिट लेंगे। शिवानी दीदी भी आई है, और हमारे अच्छे अच्छे फैकल्टी मेंबर्स है, बाला भाई है, तो आपको अच्छे लेक्चर्स और अच्छे अच्छे क्लासेस मिलेंगे। तो आप लोगों को ये एक प्रोग्राम के लिए धन्यवाद। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू वेरी मच यशवंत भाई, आप सभी यहाँ आए हैं आईटी वर्ल्ड को छोड़ करके, तो आराम से 3 दिन विदाउट मोबाइल रह सकते हैं, या इज इट पॉसिबल, उसको स्विच ऑफ कर रख सकते हैं, या तो स्विच ऑफ रखेंगे तो एटलीस्ट माइंड फ्री हो करके जो यहाँ एक्टिविटीज हो रहे हैं उस पर पूरी तरह आप फोकस हो सकते हैं। और वैसे भी ये ग्रुप बहुत लाडला है, क्यों लाडला है पता है, क्योंकि सीजन का पहला जो फ्रूट होता है बहुत ही स्पेशल होता है, राइट, एंड यू आर द फर्स्ट ग्रुप ऑफ द सीजन ऑफ कॉन्फ्रेंसेस दैट्स गोइंग टू स्टार्ट इन ज्ञान सरोवर। अंटिल नाउ वी हैड बीके ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स हु आर वेयर कमिंग फॉर स्पिरिचुअल रिट्रीट, but from this group onwards we have guests from India, in different from different parts of India coming here for seminars and conferences. This will happen from April till September. From October onwards again the seasons will change in Gansarovar. और जब आप आए तो पहली बारिश, राइट? तो इंद्र देवता भी बहुत खुश हुए हैं आपसे. इवन ही नोज आई थिंक यू आर स्पेशल चिल्ड्रन ऑफ गॉड. तो बहुत थके हुए आए हैं. यू आर हियर फॉर रिफ्रेशमेंट, नॉट ऑन अ हॉलीडे ऑफ अनदर हॉलीडे, बट अ स्पिरिचुअल हॉलीडे. यू आर ऑन अ स्पिरिचुअल हॉलीडे, राइट? या सो नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू इन्वाइट डॉक्टर विभा धवन, द स्पेशल गेस्ट विद अस. विभा धवन इज अ plant biotechnologist by training and is presently working with issues related to sustainability. Her current role is Director General of the Energy and Resource Institute, TERI, a prestigious global think tank being driven by a deep academic and research interests. Dr. Dhawan has authored 6 books and over 50 publications, which have added immense value in scientific research. She is also a task force member of national committees with the Department of Biotechnology, the Biotechnology Industry Research Assistance Council, and the Biotech Consortium India. Dr. Dhawan is currently a member of the Network Strategy Council that advises Sustainable Development Solutions Network, a global initiative for the United Nations, and was previously the co-chair of the T20 Task Force 4 on refueling growth, clean energy, and green transitions. She has been bestowed with many prestigious awards, including the Women in Agriculture Award and Social Impact Leadership Award in 2023. Most respected, Dr. Vibha Dhawan.
Om Shanti. Respected Sister Sumanji, Sudesh Didi, Karuna Bhai, Asha Didi, Yashwant Bhai, Golu Ji, and all of you. You might be wondering, I'm the odd one out, because neither I'm a IT person, nor I'm the one who has reached the spiritual heights that all the sisters and Bhaiji have reached. And you're absolutely right, because if you ask my story of coming in contact with Brahma Kumaris, it's not even a year old. It was last December that we were in Dubai, and that's the time I was interviewed by Mr. Golu and Sister Jayanti. So that was the program which was telecast. And I was nervous then, and I'm nervous today, because I thought I hardly know any spirituality, but then I was told we are going to talk issues related to climate change, sustainability, and so on. And that is what I'll say is the culprit of what is happening to the world today. I work with TERI, that's many of you might be aware. It's a 50-year-old organization. And I'm there for last almost 40 years, started my journey as a biotechnologist or working on sustainable agriculture. But as the time passed, it is everything related to sustainability. Now, what happens, basically, what happened to the society and what are we blaming today? First of all, if I ask anyone what is responsible for climate change, and 90% of us will say that it's the developed part of the world which has misused energy, or the way they misused energy, it has resulted in a planet which is no good for human beings. We have seen during COVID time that with so many, I should say, everything negative, but the environment was improving. Another thing which COVID had also taught us, that what are our requirements? I'm sure all of us, we never even opened our wardrobes while we were sitting at home. We hardly needed anything. Simple food, no wastage. But then, what is the society today? Society today is of consumerism. You look with respect to the person who owns perhaps a bigger car, has a house which is fully air-conditioned and so on. What are we missing on? We have totally forgotten that environment is something you can buy everything, but can you generate water if you're misusing water? Perhaps no. Can you clean the air? And many of you who are from Delhi, come October, it is something like we start talking at least for a couple of months, perhaps Delhi is no more a livable city. But then we again tend to forget, or maybe the acclimatization has happened in a way that we tend to forget, and we also have another tendency of saying, what difference will it make? The air is already, it's so dirty, so one car, will it make any difference? But as Sister Suman has mentioned, every drop counts. And it's an attitudinal change which is required by each one of us. And that is where I'll also say there is definitely, again, mentioned by her, or rather the film which was shown, that there is difference between knowledge and understanding. So we all have knowledge of what is happening around us, but we don't understand. We tend to close our eyes, and that is what is harming the planet. Of course, my knowledge, I should say, from the distance, whenever we talked about Brahm Kumari, and all the time I used to say, yes, someday I will go. But it was more that, yes, it's how to reach closer to the God. So that is what I thought of them. I never imagined till today morning the kind of research work, the excellent research work, which is done by the dedicated researchers in Shantivan. I don't know how many of you have visited, but looking at solar, something which they have established many years back, in-house, the mantra of Made in India has come now, but then they are practicing it for last so many years. Something which is functioning till now. So all the things which they have established, it is also that whatever the problem arises, they need to be solved, that need to be upgraded with time and so on. Similarly, I'll say like Terry, when it was established in 74, not many people were talking about renewables. But they, again, that's another institute which has practiced, or they have realized long back that sustainability is something which is extremely important. And accordingly, all their setup is according to that. Look at their waste management plant. It's perhaps the biogas plant. The entire waste which is generated is treated there. It is not dumped. And I love to use the word, nothing is waste. Let's not even call it waste management, because it's wasted material which can create a lot of wealth, and that is what they are doing. So it becomes a win-win situation when you talk of circular economy. And I'll say, again, IT has a very important role to play there, because with artificial intelligence, you can map where the waste is being generated, how it can be collected, how it can be treated, what are the different technologies. It's also that we look at, rather, most of us. First of all, we treat agriculture as a clean activity because usual biology lessons teach us carbon dioxide plus water give you a glucose molecule. But with agriculture, green revolution and so on, agriculture is no more a clean activity. 16% of GHG emissions, they are coming from agriculture. 80% of fresh water used is in agriculture. And we can't live without water. Bangalore people can vouch for it, what is happening to the city. And the situation, Punjab, if you look at the water pollution levels because of excessive use of pesticides as well as fertilizers, water, the potable water is no more available to rural India. So we really have to look into how to sustain, because we can't live without food and water, both. So we have to take care of both of these things. And there are alternatives available. We tend to forget that plants, yes, we classify them as living organisms, but we never treat them as living organisms. And it is that if you talk to them, some of you must have noticed if you have pots at home, and depending on where you have kept the pot, it's not just sunlight. It is your love and affection that ensures how the plant grows. So plants are living organisms, and that is what the Vedic agriculture, which is being practiced by Brahma Kumari, I suppose that needs to be taken to different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And of course, that goes without saying that we also have to look for alternatives. Organic cultivation is very good, and the biogas slurry which comes out, that can be used as manure, but it is not adequate. We don't want to follow example of Sri Lanka. So let's also look into other fertilizers like nano fertilizers and so on, because I'll just explain to you, because some of you might be reading about nano and wondering what it is. It is something like nanoparticle, and urea itself, urea particle is too big for the plant to absorb. So the comparison is a big slab of ice to cool your water versus crushed ice. So if you give nano fertilizer to the plant, it absorbs 100% of the fertilizer. It doesn't spoil your air, because otherwise when you spray urea, it gets converted into ammonia, and part of it goes to the groundwater and pollutes it. So here, 100% absorption. So your requirement of urea goes down to almost 10%, and you are not polluting. Similarly, precision agriculture, it looks to be an expensive exercise, but again, water, as I said, is a resource you can't generate. I'll just come to the last point, and that is the other change which is happening in the society today. We are moving away from joint families to nuclear families. Our children, they are hooked to technology. They don't go out to play. And most of the time, because the parents' income is pretty good, they don't recognize the importance of what they are getting. And this generation is becoming more of a generation of entitlement. And with the result, what happens is that if they don't get anything, you can't get everything in the world, and there will be, you may get less marks, someone else might be having something more expensive than you. You're, after your marriage, it's your relationship with your partner, so you're not ready to listen to the word no. And that is also causing a lot of stress. So we really have to also look into how do we bring up our children, what kind of values we put in them. It is sanskar, which comes from your childhood, from your family, and partly they come from the school. And I'll say that the bigger role is that at home of the parents. So that is what is going to be extremely important. And in fact, I'm looking forward to this course, because while I'll say I'm very blessed to have very good sanskars from my family, but at the same time, I do need to learn to control my emotions. I need to be a better human being by treating others, perhaps so that I give them happiness, and not just that I don't care for you. So really speaking, we have to care for each other. We have to be better human beings and spread happiness and understand ourselves much better. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and thank you so much for your patient listening.
Thank you very much, Dr. Vibha Dhawanji. Of course, when we take care of the inner environment, we can always impact the outer environment in a positive and a powerful way. So we are here to take care of our inner environment, right? So now I would like to invite most respected Rajyogini Asha Didiji to give her insights and also take us through the beautiful journey of meditation. Gifted with the social spiritual bent of mind, Asha Didi came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris through her parents when she was just 9 years of age. Topper and gold medalist in MA from Bangalore University, dedicated her life in 1972 for the noble cause of building a value-based society. Well known for her keen dedication, determination, humility, cheerfulness, and optimism, she is a great spiritual leader, orator, and an efficient administrator. She is one of the inspiring speakers of Brahma Kumaris and has traveled throughout India and overseas, spreading the fragrance of peace and divinity. Didi's present positions: member of the managing committee of BKS, director of Om Shanti Retreat Center, Northern Indian campus of Brahma Kumaris, a 30 acres campus located at the outskirts of Delhi, chairperson of administrators wing, and also the chairperson of IT wing. Didi is handling the services of the BKS in Delhi zone. She is representative of the BKS centers of India as a regional coordinator and one of the senior faculty for holding the BKS training, teachers training at the headquarters for those sisters from all parts of the country who wish to dedicate their lives to the organization. Most respected, Asha Didi.
Well, I have permission from Asha Ji to speak for a minute, and that is to extend my sincere thanks to Sister Shivani. She came to World Sustainable Development Summit, and thereafter my colleagues were so enthusiastic and they requested me again and again that please call her, and she again honored us with her presence, and it is great to listen to her, and I should say practice what she teaches. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. आज का सम्माननीय मंच और सभा में उपस्थित मेरे अति स्नेही रूहानी बहनों और भाइयों, इतनी सुंदर बातें हम सब सुन रहे हैं और सुनना प्रिय लगता है। जब प्रिय बातें जो सुकून देती हैं सुनने को मिलती हैं तो दिल करता है और भी सुने। और हमारा अनुभव ये कहता है कि सुनते सुनते जब आप लोग प्रथम दिन आते हैं तो आपका रूप रंग कुछ और होता है, और जब आप तीसरे दिन यहां से प्रस्थान करते हैं तो आपके चेहरों पर दूसरी ही खुशी होती है, दूसरी ही चमक दिखाई देती है, और वह कमाल होती है निरंतर अच्छी बातें सुनने की। डॉक्टर विभा बता रही थी कंडीशन ऑफ द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड। आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड बहुत फास्ट जा रहा है, टेक्नोलॉजी बहुत फास्ट जा रही है, हमारा हाल क्या है, इनर वर्ल्ड का हाल क्या है? Are we able to keep pace with what is happening in the outside world? Yes? If no, that means we are lagging behind. And when we are lagging behind, it means something needs to be done. World मेरे लिए है या मैं world के लिए हूं? Machine मेरे लिए है या मैं machine के लिए हूं? इतनी सी ही बात है. आपका विषय self empowerment. आज की जो conditions हैं, जिनका थोड़ा वर्णन डॉक्टर विभा ने किया, हमारा होम फ्रंट, कमाल की बात है. एक तरफ हम इतनी ऊंचाइयों को जा रहे हैं, दूसरी तरफ जब अपने अंदर को देखते हैं, कॉन्फिडेंस लेवल, स्वयं में फेथ, फेस करने की शक्ति, आवर रिलेशनशिप्स, आवर कम्युनिकेशन, आ फैमिली. मुझे हैरानी होती है जिस जगह में बैठी हूं, पेरेंट्स आते हैं और अपने बच्चों के लिए पूछते हैं, दीदी इनको हम कैसे हैंडल करें. पेरेंटिंग स्किल्स के ऊपर कोर्सेज हैं, एक बिग इंडस्ट्री डेवलप हो रही है. मैं उनको हंसकर कहती हूं कि भाई बच्चे आपके हैं, आपको हैंडल करना है, हम कैसे बताएं. लेकिन ये एक दुविधा, कठिनाई का अनुभव करते हैं. दूसरे शब्दों में, मेनी ए टाइम्स वी फील द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड इज वेरी पावरफुल. इट सीम्स टू अस पावरफुल that we are not able to respond to it properly. Usko face nahi kar paate. Bahar ki paristhiti bahut zyada shaktishali nazar aati hai aur swayam ki shakti kam nazar aati hai. Tab hum kehte hain kahin par hame apne aap ko improve karne ki avashyakta hai. Self empowerment se hamara matlab kya hai? What do we mean by it? अगर सिंपल लैंग्वेज में कहें, नो डेफिनेशन इज सच, कि स्वयं के अंदर वे स्किल्स, वो कलाएं, वो शक्तियां डिवेलप करना, जिससे हम अपने चारों ओर के जो वातावरण में बातें हैं उनको हम properly deal कर सकें. It is equipping ourselves with all these things. और सबसे important चीज जिसके अंदर आती है, वो मैं एक छोटी सी exercise देके आपके साथ करना चाहूंगी. Would you like to do that? Yes? Can you draw a circle? Imagine a circle in your mind? Yes. Now write the name of the person who you love the most. Write the name of the person who you love the most. Okay, done? Now second circle. Again, write the name of the person who you love the second most. Done? Done? Now, third circle, who you love the third most. Okay? Can anyone share? Can anyone share? Yeah? Acha, let me ask you. How many of you, tell me honestly, how many of you have written your own name in the first circle? 8 or 10? This is most important for self-empowerment. Love yourself. When you love yourself, you will start working on it. And if you don't care for yourself, empowerment kiski karenge aap? To swayam se pyar sabse zyada. Har koi vyakti chahta hai, main acche se acha kar sakun, acche se acha rahun. वो तब होगा जब आप अपने आप को दिल से प्यार करेंगे. आपका दिल से प्यार बाहर की परिस्थिति को बहुत सुंदर बना देगा, क्योंकि अब आप अपनी केयर करते हैं. जब गुस्सा आता है, कोई चीज नहीं कर पा रहे हैं, इरिटेशन होता है, माइंड टोटली इन्वॉल्व है, कन्फ्यूजन में है, दुविधा में है, उस समय जो इरिटेशन और ये सब चीजें उत्पन्न होती हैं, यू विल, इफ यू लव योरसेल्फ, यू विल टेक केयर कि आप इरिटेशन में ना आए. ये चीज हमारे व्यक्तित्व को तो खराब करती ही है, परंतु साथ ही साथ हमारे संबंधों में भी विषमता लाती है. यू अंडरस्टैंड विषमता? जिस क्रैक्स रिलेशनशिप्स आर स्पॉइल्ड. एंड वंस दिस हैपेंस, इट कैन नॉट बी रीबिल्ट, लेट मी टेल यू. हेंस caring for the self becomes very important. जब हम इसको कहते हैं तो अगर एक ही शब्द में कहें, it is like strengthening the self, strengthening the inner world. करुणा भाई ने बताया हम सब परमात्मा की संतान हैं. And I would like to draw your attention on this small little sentence, which is very powerful and very motivating. हम सब परमात्मा की संतान हैं. परमात्मा की संतान होने के नाते परमात्मा के गुण हमारे अंदर होंगे. यस और नो? यस. नेचुरली आपके गुण आपके बच्चे में जाते हैं, तो परमात्मा के गुण भी हमारे अंदर हैं. बट दे लाइंग लेटेंट, they're like dormant. We are not using them. Aur wo cheez outside jo acquired hai, acquired world, acquired designations, acquired education, acquired status, acquired position, wo hum par zyada haavi hai. Aur jo meri inner strength hai, jo mere gunon mein hai और जो मेरे अंदर है, उनको हम डिग नहीं करते. सेल्फ एम्पावरमेंट सिंपली मीन्स टू ब्रिंग आउट व्हाट इज विद इन. एजुकेशन मीन्स दिस, टू ब्रिंग आउट व्हाट इज लाइंग डॉर्मेंट इनसाइड. एंड व्हाट इज लाइंग इनसाइड? आप कहेंगे बहन जी मैं बहुत गुस्से वाला व्यक्ति हूं. मैं नहीं मानती. कितना ही गुस्से वाला व्यक्ति हो, आप उसको कहें आज तुम्हारा काम है 24 घंटा गुस्सा करना, आप मुझे बताइए वो कर सकेगा? कोई नहीं कर सकेगा. आप उसे ये कहें आज आपका काम है केवल साइलेंस में रहना, शायद वो ये काम कर सकता है. क्यों? जो चीज नेचर की होती है उसमें मुश्किलात नहीं होती है, और जो चीज नेचर की नहीं है वो मुश्किलात है. क्रोध आपकी नेचर नहीं है. क्रोध इज नॉट, एंगर इज नॉट योर कोर वैल्यू. एंगर इज नॉट यू. इट कम्स फ्रॉम आउटसाइड. recognize your inner values and powers. And all of us have them. Not a single person is there who doesn't have. Every one of us have all these virtues. But we have not dug them up. We have not used them. Self-empowerment means making use of your inner core values and virtues and living by them. This is why whenever any situation is there, because we are living in such a speedy world, before a person finishes talking, I am able to react. वो कहता भाई मुझे खत्म तो कर लेने दो, मैं समझ गया तुम क्या कहना चाहे. इतनी फास्ट स्पीड से हम रिएक्ट कर लेते हैं. अब एक सिंपल सा सेंटेंस है जो रोज हम लोग बोलते हैं, सोचो समझो फिर करो. ठीक बात. हाँ जी या ना जी बोल दो. हाँ जी ना. सोचो समझो फिर करो. और हम क्या करते हैं, पहले कर लेते हैं फिर सोचते रहते हैं ऐसा मैंने क्यों किया, और बहुत समय के बाद समझ में आता है. ये अलाइनमेंट जो है, ये कंट्रोल जो है, सिंपल सा है, ये आपको शक्तिशाली बनाएगा. मैं चाहती नहीं थी, मेरे मुंह से निकल गया. आप चाहते नहीं हैं और आपके मुंह से निकल गया. ऐसा कैसे हो गया? स्पीड से रिएक्ट करने की जो आदत है. सेल्फ एम्पावरमेंट मीन्स लर्न टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू द सिचुएशन इंस्टेड ऑफ रिएक्टिंग. एंड रिस्पॉन्डिंग मीन्स सोचो समझो फिर करो. यू असेस द सिचुएशन, यू अंडरस्टैंड द सिचुएशन एंड देन यू रिस्पॉन्ड टू इट. दूसरी चीज जो सेल्फ एम्पावरमेंट में है वो है रेजिलियंस. रेजिलियंस मीन्स योर कैपेसिटी टू रिस्पॉन्ड. आपको आपने देखा होगा जब पहले आप दीवार को मारते हैं तो आपका हाथ झन्ना जाता है, फिर दूसरा हथौड़ा मारते हैं तो भी आपका हाथ झन्ना जाता है. धीरे धीरे मारते जाएं, हाथ नहीं झन्नाएगा और दीवार भी टूटेगी. सिमिलरली बिल्डिंग रेजिलियंस मीन्स व्हाट, जो आपकी पावर्स हैं, what are those powers? सुदेश दीदी जी ने कुछ बातें बताई थी, लेकिन उनके साथ साथ power to face. बुरा नहीं मानना, जब तक कोई चीज स्मूथली चल रही है हम बड़े आराम से करते हैं. जहां कोई चीज चैलेंज के रूप से आ जाती है, कुछ तो अपॉर्चुनिटी लेकर के उसको डील कर लेते हैं और कुछ टेंड टू गिव अप. नो, वी आर नॉट टू गिव अप. फेस करने की वो शक्ति हो, एडजस्ट करने की शक्ति हो, अकोमोडेट करने की शक्ति हो. Resilience also means the power to withdraw, like tactical withdrawal, just as the armies do when they find the outside situation is more powerful than their strength, they tactically withdraw, empower themselves and then come back. Similarly, जब situation ऐसी है तब मैं अपने आप को पुनः शक्तिशाली बनाऊं, विड्रॉ करूं, शक्तिशाली बनाओ एंड देन कम बैक. सिमिलरली आप अपने आप को देखिएगा, आपके माइंड में कितने थॉट्स चलते रहते हैं, कितने थॉट्स चलते हैं. कहा जाए सर स्टॉप कर लो, स्टॉप नहीं होते. मेरा अपना एक्सपीरियंस है. लेकिन इसकी आदत डालनी होती है, और वो आदत डालने के लिए जिसको मैं कहूंगी स्वयं को रीचार्ज करने की जरूरत है. जब शक्ति नहीं है तो ये थॉट्स चलते 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 रहते हैं, चक्की की तरह जो स्टॉप नहीं होती. परंतु जो रीचार्ज करना है वो रीचार्ज है स्वयं के साथ कनेक्ट होना, और सोर्स ऑफ पावर के साथ कनेक्ट होना, जिसको हम मेडिटेशन कहते हैं, और वो आप लोगों को सीखने को मिलेगा. रीचार्ज एंड देन सस्टेनिंग ऑल दोज गुड थिंग्स दैट यू हैव लर्नड, नॉट कॉम्प्रोमाइजिंग विद देम, जिससे आपकी विल पावर डिवेलप होगी. सर्टन प्रिंसिपल्स, कभी कभी हम किसी व्यक्ति, ये बहुत शक्तिशाली है, बहुत पावरफुल है. पावरफुल कैसे? कोई वेपन्स तो नहीं है उसके पास. पावरफुल किस चीज से? विल पावर. एंड विल पावर मीन्स स्टैंडिंग बाय योर ओन वैल्यूज, योर ओन प्रिंसिपल्स. इट गिव्स यू लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ. वंस I was passing through Golda Khan of Delhi, and there's a cathedral, and outside that cathedral the slogan was written, a right is right even if no one does it, and a wrong is wrong even if everyone does it. It gave me a lot of strength. When we stand by our values, and this requires power, it empowers you and it requires power also. And this happens when you start sustaining your values. You stand by them. You stand by your principles. A day comes when it will be recognized. Maybe in the beginning you have to face adverse things. But don't be scared. Don't be frightened. A truth is truth, even if no one recognizes it. Similarly, this gives us what we call rejuvenation, rejuvenation of the self, rejuvenation. And when we rejuvenate ourselves, it means we re-energize ourselves. Re-energize ourselves, अपने आप को हम वो शक्तिशाली बना लेते हैं जब परिस्थिति हमको अब भारी नहीं लगेगी. But it becomes easy to handle. And it comes through experience, I would say. Definitely through experience. अब करें क्या? तीन चार बातें हैं. Number one, जिस पर आपका बहुत ध्यान खिंचवाया जाएगा यहां, वो है keeping your mind clean and clear. Keeping your mind clean and your intellect clear. When your mind is clean, then you are not like Hamlet, to be or not to be, but you'll be able to take your decision in the right manner, right and quick. And for this purpose, I do highlight what we call nowadays out-of-box thinking. When a problem is there, and if we are just totally engrossed in it, then difficulty arises. But you go out of it. You remember Newton sitting under the apple tree? Apple falls, and Newton says, why doesn't it go up? Why did it come down? He was simply sitting under the tree. It made him to think. Similarly, Archimedes, he was just in his shower, out of box thinking. He was trying to find a solution to his problem, or not able to. And suddenly, because he was all free, mind was free, he shouts, "Eureka, Eureka, I found it, found it." Similarly, empowerment requires that we give time to ourselves. And when you give time to yourself, it means introspection, self-talking, self-conversation. Similarly, practice of silence, what we call traffic control of thoughts. Time limit is there, so I will not be able to highlight all these things, but I'm sure during the conference you'll be told about all these things. Traffic control of thoughts. Traffic control of thoughts simply means controlling the traffic that is going on in your mind. Withdraw yourself for a while. Look at the computer of your mind. Apply SOS method. Stand back. Observe and steer. Stand back, observe what's going on, and then steer, give direction to your thoughts the way you want them to go. And last, I would say, meditation. Meditation, which is, jisko hum log kehte hain na, ki aushadhi, wo tonic, jisse aapki sab cheezein आपके नियंत्रण में आ जाएं, आपको शक्तिशाली बनाएं और आपको रिजुविनेट करके एक नए व्यक्तित्व को प्रदान करें, वो आर्ट है मेडिटेशन. मेडिटेशन सिंपली मींस टू हील योरसेल्फ. इट कम्स फ्रॉम द लैटिन वर्ड मेडेरी व्हिच मींस टू हील. हील योरसेल्फ. हील योरसेल्फ मींस व्हाट? आइडेंटिफाइंग द स्कार्स एंड देन giving them a healing touch. So, I'm sure during your stay here, from every session, you will gain a lot. I would also request you, after every session, kindly make a note as to what you have personally learned from this session. Personally, how this session was beneficial for you. Personally, for others, forget, but for me, how it was beneficial. In shabdon ke saath, last mein ek baat kehte hue, duniya mein teen prakar ke log hote hain. Ek ve hote hain, those who initiate change. Number two, those who watch others changing. And number three, those who one fine day open their eyes and say, "Oh, everything has changed. So what do you want to be?" Number one, two, or three? Number one. How many of you want number one? Mostly. Thank you very much. And I wish the conference all success. I'm sure when you return to your respective places, you will feel that you have empowered yourselves and you will also put all those things into practice also. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thanks a lot, Didi, for your beautiful message. बहुत सारी बातें थी, शायद आप सभी ने नोट डाउन किया होगा. अगर नहीं नोट डाउन किया है, you will get a notebook, right? As a gift today. So before we end the session, I would like to invite the sisters to bring the gift for our esteemed guest. And Asha Didi और Sudesh Didi से निवेदन है
कि हमारे गेस्ट डॉक्टर विभा धवन जी को अपने ईश्वरीय सौगात प्रदान करेंगे। We will sit in silence for 2 minutes, and then later on, you all are invited to come up on the dais, and you will get the gifts today. There's one beautiful book called Solutions for Daily Life. It is very effective. It will be very useful for your life, and along with that, you will get a spiritual diary where you can write down the important points that you would listen to for the next 3 days. And in every page, there are beautiful slogans on the top and at the bottom. So you can use it for your spiritual progress. 2 minutes, Parmatma ki yaad mein baithte.
आत्मदर्शन स्वयं कदर्शन आत्म ज्योति जगाले बुझी हुई जगाकर ज्योति स्वराज फिर पाले आत्मदर्शन स्वयं का दर्शन